Good morning. An unseasonably strong ridge of high pressure dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England from the western Atlantic Ocean and across the eastern third of the country. That ridge of high pressure is producing warm temperatures that will break records across most of our region today. Many places drop back into the 40s and 50s overnight with areas of dense fog in some locations, but after the fog dissipates and the sun gets higher in the sky, we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine for the first part of the day. That, combined with a developing southwesterly wind flow, will push temperatures quickly back through the 50s and 60s, and most everyone south of I-90 will reach temperatures at least into the lower 70s by the middle part of the afternoon. North of I-90 will track a front in our direction, and clouds will increase during the morning, and there is the chance of showers by lunchtime. Temperatures will push well into the 60s before the front passes through and starts to cool things down. Showers will move steadily from northwest to southeast during the late afternoon and into the evening along with that same front. The wind shift along the front will produce a dramatic temperature change as we head past sunset and into the nighttime hours tonight. With the wind flipping around to the northwest, temperatures will nosedive back through the 60s and 50s, 40s, and even into the upper 20s and lower 30s across the region by first thing tomorrow morning. At the same time, another wave of low pressure will ride in our direction during the day tomorrow. With the cold air in place, clouds will thicken, and there's a good chance of a round of mixed precipitation changing to snow, especially across the I-88 corridor and the Catskills tomorrow morning, and the immediate Capital District east along the I-90 corridor into New England during the middle of the day tomorrow. The upper Hudson Valley and northern parts of New York and Vermont will stay dry tomorrow, a little bit too far away from this next wave of low pressure, but many locations, especially along the I-90 corridor, will pick up a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow by the time the day is through. Temperatures will struggle and remain in the lower to mid-30s during the day tomorrow with a chilly and damp north breeze. Behind this system will dry it out tomorrow evening and overnight, and it'll be dry to start the day on Friday. But the next wave of low pressure will approach on Friday afternoon, and more rain is likely on Friday afternoon and into the evening hours as temperatures reach to about 40. Another break on Saturday with some sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds, but the next area of low pressure in this active weather pattern will arrive on Saturday night and Sunday with another round of rain as temperatures reach back into the lower 40s. We'll finally start a drying trend for the early part of next week. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, rain with temperatures in the upper 50s, but readings falling back to the 40s and 30s through the afternoon. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 53, that's 26 degrees above normal. There was 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, no snow, 10.1 inches for the month, which is 1.2 inches above normal, and 35 inches for the season, which is 8.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low 19. The record high 65 set in 1981, and the record low 10 below zero in 2015. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m., sunset this evening 5:35 p.m., 10 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers through the middle of the day and areas of fog with temperatures reaching the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly to mostly sunny today, breezy and record warmth with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, increasing clouds towards sunrise with temperatures back into the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly to mostly sunny today, breezy and warm with highs near 70. Scattered showers late this afternoon and into the evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows around 30. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly to mostly sunny today and breezy, record warmth with temperatures reaching the lower 70s. Scattered showers mid to late afternoon into the evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly to mostly sunny and unseasonably warm today, with highs reaching record levels in the lower 70s. Scattered showers mid to late afternoon through the evening hours, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, with lows back into the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy skies with snow and or mixed precipitation, primarily from the southern Adirondacks and southern Vermont and points south, where a dusting up to a couple of inches will accumulate through the middle of the day. We'll dry it out late in the afternoon, with temperatures holding in the lower to mid 30s. Dry on Friday morning, rain showers developing in the afternoon near 40, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Saturday, mid-40s, rain Saturday night and Sunday morning, scattered showers Sunday afternoon, lower 40s, and partly to mostly sunny early next week, Monday and Tuesday, highs in the mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.